gentlemen. I'd like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show. We have Karen Wiggin of the Kevin Pierre Memorial Skate Park.
Good
How
morning.
Are you? Good
I'm
morning.
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much for coming back on with us.
You're welcome. Tomorrow's, thanks for having me.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the second annual Wicked Rides car show.
Yes.
Lots going on there. But before we get to that, we haven't talked to you in a little bit. Let's get a little bit of an update on what the skate park is up to. I've heard that you've worked with Project Succeed. We had the Battle of the Bands. Lots going on for you guys.
Yeah, we had the Battle of the Band was awesome.
Yeah.
That was one of the best events we've had so far, actually. And you guys, the judges were awesome.
The
guys were awesome. The One Dan Band was our winner.
Oh, my goodness.
So good.
Yeah, they were all fantastic. And one important, the bands were helping each other out.
Yes.
That was one of the big things for the skate park. And remember, you came in here, we were talking about the Battle of the Band, saying that was your biggest worry, was the equipment, getting everything set up. Obviously, kudos to Dan Parkhurst, who did quite a
huge
bit to set that all up. And then bands were lending each other guitars and drums, and outstanding.
And at the end, they all decided Kevin's favorite band was the Misfits.
Yeah.
And so they all kind of got together and was like, who knows a Misfits song? And they just came out of nowhere with all these Misfits songs as a tribute to Kevin the judges were collaborating their answers.
It was unbelievable, really.
Beautiful.
A lot of great camaraderie there between the two. And then they are all doing shows now, collaborating together.
Yeah, and they're going to be at our bike ride July 20th, the Ride of Love.
Excellent.
And there's going to be the Lazy Anarchists, Clapping in Irons, and Unknown are from the Battle of the Bands that are going to be there.
Outstanding.
It'll be really cool.
Yeah, what a great event, and we can only look forward to the next one.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that is going to be awesome.
Next
so,
year.
Very cool. Yeah. And then you guys were working over with some local schools for Project Succeed.
We were over at Conway Elementary doing the after-school program, and we had 9 kids, and they were from grades 4 to 6, and we taught them how to build skateboards, we taught them about safety, and then we taught them how to skateboard.
Unreal.
And it was incredible. It was like the best. Out of all of this, that's the biggest thing, you know, getting these skateboards in these kids' hands and just showing you how easy this is, because these kids didn't know how to skateboard.
Yeah.
And they left knowing how to skateboard. And they're all, we taught them how to respect the game. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You gotta take turns. You gotta be safe. You can't go in traffic. And they were just, they loved it. And it was great. And we're hoping to get next school year to get into all the other schools.
So, yeah, that'd be fantastic. Because,
yeah.
I mean, building a skate park is great. And there are obviously skaters here that are wanting this park. That's the whole message behind you guys. But we also need future skateboarders.
That's right.
So we want to make sure we spread that sport out as much as we possibly
can.
So we can have some big crowds over at the skate park when it is finally built. How is the fundraising looking so far?
Very,
very positive?
Yeah, we're around 36,000. We're still going strong.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing really, really good.
Excellent.
Lots of fundraisers coming up.
Yes.
And just keep your eyes on that Facebook and on the newspaper and on the radio.
Yep, of course.
Of course, so that you can see what's coming up next.
Keeping everybody up to date on everything. And that leads us to the next fundraiser, which is a big one. And it's tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 3 over at Tuckerman's Brewery, just like it was last year, 66 Hobbs Street in Conway. And it's the second annual Wicked Rides car show. Had this absolute blast last time.
Yeah,
I can only assume it's going to get bigger and better.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
Well, the reason why we want to do these car shows is because that's what we did when we were kids. We grew up going with our Grandpa Howard Hatch with his truck to every car show he could get us. Just, I think he just wanted us to polish it so he didn't have to. But that was one of the things that we always did as kids, and Kevin loved it. And so I was like, I could do a car show.
Yeah,
and last year,
how hard
like,
could it be? No.
Last year I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But it actually went off without a hitch. It was perfect. And the guys were so awesome. The cars were awesome.
Unreal. It
was so fun.
It was great. We put up together a little highlight video for you guys that we've thrown on our Facebook page that got shared, and tons of photos were taken, and
really
the participation really was outstanding.
Yeah, we got around 40 cars last year, which was like, whoa. We were like, oh my gosh, we didn't know this was going to get so popular. It was really, really good. And Glass Graphics donated the trophies last year, and they were beautiful, and they did it again this year. So we're super excited. We have a lot of stuff. We have the new event t-shirt from Barn Door.
Of course.
And we have you coming for the live broadcast.
That's right,
From 10 to 12.
From 10 to 12. We're going to be setting everybody up. We'll be playing music until noontime, also doing a broadcast live. And then, of course, you got live music that will be kicking off at noon with Pig's Eye.
Pig's Eye.
Which
I've
is
never
great.
Heard them, but I'm hoping that I've heard some good things.
We've had good luck so far. I think so.
Luck with
I've heard very good things about Pig's Eye. And then also the Cheese Louise food truck.
Yes. I'm so excited about that because I have to tell you, my Nana, my mom, my middle name, and my daughter's middle name is Louise.
Oh.
So when we saw Cheese Louise, we were like, I love this. So it was so excited to have the food truck this year.
Excellent. We
didn't have any food trucks last year.
No.
We were trying, but we're really excited to have that. We're really excited.
A whole nother element.
Yes.
Brings a whole nother element.
Yeah.
It's happening over at Tuckerman's Brewery from 10 to 3. If you want to show your cars, it's a $10 donation.
Yep. $10 donation, and you get the passengers free, and then the first 50 cars get a goodie bag with a dash plaque, and then you get a meal ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And Twombly's and First Stop donated some pizza. Valley Varsity Beverage donated drinks so that the guys that come in with the cars get free lunch.
Oh, wonderful.
So they get a meal ticket.
Yeah.
And then the voting is done by you have a jar in front of your car, and each person, you know, when you're voting, you put change in, and whoever gets the most donation wins.
And it's actually for all auto fans, too, because there's not just antique cars. Some antique cars come in, but you also have some newer cars, people that just have those cars all souped up. It's really great variety there for the auto fan.
So many different kinds of, and we had a Jetstream there last year.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
What is this? But anything and everything, you know, it's wicked rides, bring it over. So it's really fun.
For sure. So show cars, $10 donation, and you get everything that Karen said included. And if you're just going to be a spectator, it's a $5 donation. Of course, with all the proceeds going to benefit the skate park. And so many people, I mean, you have a whole list of vendors, and it just keeps getting bigger, vendors and sponsors of the event. One of our big sponsors here for the radio station is CED Conway.
Yes.
CED Conway, new to the valley. They were supposed to be here today, but unfortunately, you know, they're busy guys and girls over at CED Conway. They're located at 155 Washington Street, and they came and approached the station and said, we really want to help out with this. And we said, well, we would love a sponsor for the broadcast.
That's
and they
awesome.
Said, absolutely. So CED Conway will be joining me tomorrow throughout the broadcast from 10 until noon. And from what I understand, and you would know better than anybody, Kevin had a little bit of an interest in when it comes to electricity and all of that, didn't he?
Kevin worked at Rockingham Electric for about 12 to 14 years, I believe.
Yeah.
He was a parts guy. That's how all the electricians know him.
So yeah.
That's where he always worked at. My mom also worked at Rockingham. She worked with Nick before CED. It was
Nito. Okay.
So we all have a little bit
of a nice little connection there. Right.
And, now my daughter actually is going to be being an electrician.
Look at that.
So we're getting there.
How funny how it just goes full circle.
I know. Yeah, it's really cool. So
that is excellent. And of course, CED Conway, CED stands for Consolidated Electrical Distributors. And that is a big name. CED is across the nation. But the cool thing about them, and they're a perfect fit for here in the Valley, because they run things like a local business, small business. And it's that person-to-person interaction that you get. And it's one of those places they do free delivery to any job site that you need. If you forgot something, they have it for you. It's just outstanding. It's local supporting locals, which is great. And like you said, Nick, who's running things over there, has the connection to you guys, has the connection to the community. And this is a perfect example of that, helping out with the skate park and helping out with the broadcast. They also are going to do a summer kickoff raffle for us, and they're going to bring it to the skate park's Wicked Rides car show tomorrow.
Yes, they're actually radio. Right?
Yeah, they're raffling off a Milwaukee Bluetooth radio. It's cost over $280.
Very cool.
It's a big prize, and the way that you'll be able to sign up for that is to visit the Magic 104 tent at the Wicked Rides car show. It's a free raffle to sign up, and they'll be giving that away right before the 4th of July, and it's perfect for any job site, not just for work too. You can bring it on a day on the lake, the river.
My husband loves those. He's a painter.
There we go.
He's like, I need that.
It's fantastic. So hopefully he'll sign up for that. And we want to thank CED Conway, of course, for representing that broadcast. And then when it comes, like you said, Barn Door Screen Printers, Varsity Beverage, Mount Washington Valley Customs, Glass Graphics, RockAuto.com. I don't want to leave anybody out. Tuckerman's Brewery, of course.
Yep, Tuckerman's is awesome. We had it there last year, and I just want to thank them again for letting us have that awesome venue.
It's
perfect spot for it.
Really is. And the weather is supposed to be outstanding.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited.
Excellent.
I'm just like crossing my fingers because all week it's been raining, and I'm like, please, one sunny day.
It will be good. It will be good. We'll keep our fingers crossed, and I cannot wait for that. Again, the broadcast will start at 10 a.m., and the event starts at 10 a.m. as well, and we'll go until about 3 in the afternoon. Should be an all-day fun event. If you want more details about the skate park, you can, of course, follow them on Facebook and go to goskate4kev.com for details on all of that. And Karen, thank you once more for coming on.
Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.